Coaches, I want to take a few minutes just to share with you something that a close friend of mine shared with me last week when we were doing a Zoom call and just talking about how we're doing, things we're up to, what we're focusing on right now. And I was in this place where getting kind of frustrated with being isolated at home, working from home, all those sorts of things. And some of you might be feeling that same frustration that I've been feeling now that we've been, you know, things have been kind of at a halt for a while, you know, planning for next season, thinking through, like, you know, planning for stuff that may not happen. And, you know, there's so many good things going on, so many good opportunities right now, to grow and develop ourselves as coaches. But at the same time, it is a little frustrating taking a step back and doing all this planning and prepping for a season that we don't know might happen, or a season that might be abbreviated in some ways. But my friend drew me back in, and I want to share with you a principle or principles that he shared with me. And he just said in this time, the main thing he's been focusing on is what he calls the five fuels of his heart. And coaches, I want to share with you those five fuels for your heart. And maybe now is the time for you to take a step back and focus on these five things to give you energy, to inspire you, to help you grow. And, you know, in this, give you a strong routine in this time of uncertainty. So number one, the first fuel for your heart is what you read. Now, coaches, we've all heard the adage, leaders are readers. Really encourage you to find a good book, articles, grow yourself, stretch yourself. Maybe it's not in coaching. Maybe it has to do with something, you know, leadership, or maybe it's a novel, but you are what you read. And it can really fuel your heart and fill you up to attack your days well. Now, the second fuel for your heart is what you watch. Coaches, what are you watching right now? What are you filling your mind with through what are you watching? Are you binging Netflix, or are you taking time to grow yourself in other ways? Number three, what you listen to. Audiobooks, podcasts, certain types of music. Are you listening to music that is fueling your heart? That is helping you feel better, motivating you, listening to challenging messages, messages that inspire, that educate, that make you want to seize the day, attack the day, be the best you can be that day. Number four, who you spend your time with. So who are those five people you're spending your time with? I know in this time of isolation, it's really hard, but who are those five people that you're connecting with that can encourage you to keep going? Also, those five people that can tell you, hey, it's okay to stop as well. Rest, fill your cup. But who are those five people that are helping you become the person you aspire to be? And number five, how you talk to yourself. I know I've been struggling with this, with negative self-talk, beating myself up, some days not feeling like I'm not getting as much done as I can. But yeah, how are you talking to yourself? Are you giving yourselves grace? Are you forgiving yourself? Are you moving on? How are you dealing with failure? Right? When you're frustrated, are you able to move on and just learn? But how you talk to yourself is so much, having that growth mindset with yourself personally. So coaches, during this time, I just want to take a few minutes just to share with you those five fuels for your heart. Number one, what you read. Two, what you watch. Three, what you listen to. Four, who you spend your time with. And five, how do you talk yourself? Take those, maybe share them with your team. Hope that is helpful, inspires you. Thanks for listening. That was Culture Builders 199. Again, if you're interested in mentorship or learn more about what we do at Thrive on Challenge, reach out to me at Coach Soudan on Twitter. Would love to hear from you.